This is an Audio Holdings production.
Tough by John Lutz. Metzger watched through his old army binoculars as the car veered from the main highway that was barely visible as a distant faint ribbon on the colored surface of the desert. A lazy plume of dust rose and hung in the air like a signal, telling Metzger that the car was on the old fork road heading his way. A lean, sun-brown man, somewhere between 50 and 75 years of age, Metzger put down his binoculars, rubbed his gray and gritty beard, and frowned. He lived alone, and he spent a lot of his time here at the window watching the highway. His shack was one of 15 deserted and dilapidated clapboard structures that were the remnants of a hippie's commune of the mid-60s. Metzger had lived nearby then, near a rise on the other side of the highway. And when the last of the commune people had left, he moved into the best of the shacks and the one with the clearest view of the faraway highway that was his one link with his fellow man. He again raised his binoculars to his pale blue eyes. The car was only a few miles away now. Judging by the size and density of the dust cloud it raised, it was a big car. The three men in the gray Lincoln sedan were cool despite the desert's 98-degree temperature. The car's powerful air conditioner on high was more than a match for the late afternoon sun. All three men wore dark, expensive suits and were neatly groomed. The two in the front seat were in their late 30s. The third man, Eddie Hastings, a dark-haired, classically handsome man with white, even teeth and a curiously jaunty demeanor, was in his 20s. But Eddie considered himself tough enough for this company or for any company. He had held up his end of the job back in Vegas, which was one reason they were driving now with over $500,000 of stolen casino money in the trunk. It was Vito Delano, the car's driver, who had shot the man, giving chase in the casino's parking lot. And Eddie knew that the man had posed no real threat. Big Vito had shot him because he felt mean.